The Mishnah at the end of Masechtas Tanit brings the five episodes that caused the Zman Evel of Shiva Osa B'Tammuz. Mishnah says, Chamisha Dvorim Iru Es Avriseinu B'Shiva Osa B'Tammuz. There are five episodes that happened to our Avos, to our the previous generations over a period of time on Shiva Osa B'Tammuz. The Chamisha B'Tisha B'Av, and five happened on Tisha B'Av. B'Shiva Osa B'Tammuz Nishtabra Haluchos, the well-known episode of the Shiva Haluchos happened on Shiva Osa B'Tammuz. Votel Atomid, the Kovim Tomid, Butel Atomid, the Kovim Tomid became annulled on Shiva Osa B'Tammuz, they stopped bringing the Kovim Tomid. Behubkoir, the city was breached. The Sarap Apostumus et al Torah, and Apostumus burned to save the Torah. The Hamid Selim Behechel, and Huamad Selim Behechel, a Selim was set up in the Hechel. A Midu Selim Behechel. We're going to talk this morning about Butala Tomid, the fact that the Kovim Tomid was bottle on Shiva Osa B'Tammuz. We'll see this machlokes Rishonim. But in order to go into this Butel HaTomid and see where the Mamori Chazal all fit into this sorry episode, we have to go a little bit into the history of Bayis Sheni. It's well known the Rambam brings in Hilchos Chanukah, halfway through Bayis Sheni, the Malchus Chashmonai flourished, they defeated the Greeks. What is not so well known is that halfway through Bayis Sheni was the emergent Malchus Roimi HaRoshoah, which we are victims of today. Golus Roimi is the Golus that we are suffering from Ad Hayom Hazeh, and they emerged as a power midway through Bayis Sheni, threatening the power of the Greeks, and eventually they became a world power, as is well known. Now let's just stop to go through the development of Rome as a power. It starts off with Romulus and Remus. Chazal actually referred to Romulus and Remus. It's not a Roman Baba Maas, it's actually Mamori Chazal that referred to Rome in terms of its starting point as coming from Romulus and Remus. And then it's a city-state that eventually takes over Italy and starts spreading over the whole of the Mediterranean. There's the Punic Wars, in which Rome defeats the other power of the Mediterranean, Carthage. At this time, Rome was not ruled by monarchs, it was a republic. And as is the case with political intrigue and despotism, there's lots of civil wars, there's lots of infighting. Who's going to be the boss? Which takes us to the period of between 50 years before the Churban Beit HaMikdash, where Rome was ruled by a triumvirate, which means that there were several bosses that ruled Rome. In a second we'll go back to the triumvirate and talk about who was involved, but let's go to Malchus Chashmonai. At the same time as the Romans were emerging, Malchus Chashmonai were taking on the Greeks. We have the famous story of Hanukkah. Malchus Chashmonai became actually Melochim, as is well known. The first Melech was called Shimon, who was a Tzaddik. But from then on, up until the period before the Churban Beit HaMikdash, Malchus Chashmonai degenerated and became Stukim. We know Yochanan Kohen Gadol went at Lifnai and Niflim for many, many years until he was an old man, and then he became a Tzduki. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was the son of Shimon, had a son called Alexander Yanai. Alexander Yanai was a despot, a murderer, who killed the Purushim, who killed the Chachomim, the Gemara in Saita. Tells us all about Yanai's last tzavor, where he, to a degree, had charotah of his terrible cruelty. Nonetheless, he's infamous for being a great general and a terrible persecutor of his brothers. He had two children. One was called Hyrcanus and one was called Aristobulus. And Hyrcanus, who was older than Aristobulus, claimed the Malchus and the Kahuna Gedola, because part of the story of the Chashmonaim is that from the time of Shimon onwards, there was a continual conflict of interest between the Kahuna Gedola and the Malchus. And this came to a head at the time of Hyrcanus and Aristobulus, these two sons of Alexander Yanai, and they had a civil war. And actually, Chazal says, Mortin Seda Adoris, that in this civil war, Choni HaMa'agel was murdered. Choni HaMa'agel is mentioned at the end of the Septus Tanis, many mitzvahs with Choni HaMa'agel. But he was murdered in this civil war between Aristobulus and Hyrcanus. It was horrific. At this time, when there was which is approximately 100 years before the Churban Beit HaMikdash, although we'll see Rashi makes it a little bit earlier than the Churban Beit HaMikdash, at this time, Rome was ruled by a triumvirate, three rulers. One was called Julius Caesar, with whom we're very well acquainted. Another was called Pompey, and the other was called Crassus. Crassus took the northern part of the Roman Empire, Julius Caesar the western part of the empire, and Pompey took the eastern part of the Roman Empire, which brings us to the sugya of Butel HaTomid. Now let's learn the sugya. So we're 100 years before the Churban. Later on, at the time of the Churban, as is well known, Rome was taken over by emperors. Octavius Caesar, who was called Augustus, who was a nephew of Julius Caesar, became the first emperor of the Roman Empire. And then, about 50 years later, was the Churban Beit HaMikdash, at the time of Titus Oroshan and Vespasian, as is well known. Now, Butel HaTomid. What is Butel HaTomid? Says Rashi, Butel HaTomid, lefi shegodro ha-malchus gezeiro melahakriv oid. Rashi learns, Butel HaTomid, sometime the Malchus, he doesn't say which Malchus, there was a gezeira there should be no longer be a Korban Tomid. So Rashi is very non-committal, so we don't really know very much about Butel HaTomid. And if we look at the Gemara is even less non-committal, because the Gemara says, what's the source of Butel HaTomid? Says the Gemara, it's a tradition, it's a Kabbalah, the Butel HaTomid. So what is Butel HaTomid? Along comes Rabbeinu Chananel, and Rabbeinu Chananel brings the Yerushalmi at the end of Masechus Tanis. And the Yerushalmi at the end of Masechus Tanis is enlightening. Says the Yerushalmi, "V'omer Blazi, af bimei Malchus Horsho Hazoyis, hoy meshalshenin lahen shtei kupei shazov." At the time of Malchus Horsho is the description that Chazal give for Rome. Hoy meshalshenin lahen shtei kupei shazov. They would let down two boxes of gold, two baskets of gold, and they would take up two sheep for the korban tomid, one for the tomid shachakam, one for the tomid bin abayim. So we're talking about the situation, although it's not spelled out by the Gemara, we're talking about the situation that there were people inside Yerushalayim, inside the Beit HaMikdash, and the people outside. Why would they let down baskets? It must be that there's some sort of siege going on. So the Gemara doesn't spell it out. But that must be it. And at the end, what happened was that they let down two baskets of gold. And they let up two davarachas, two chazeirim. Lo hispiku lahagia lemachzis hachoyma ad shenoat hachazir v'kofat meret yisro men parasa. And these two chazeirim, they stuck their paws in the wall of Yerushalayim, the walls of the Beit HaMikdash, and there was an earthquake. Yerushalayim shook 40 parasos. But Oysa Shah, at that time, Goromu ha'voinois, the Avelus calls Ubotel HaTomid B'choriv HaBayis. The Tomid was bottled and the Bais basement just was choriv. So already we have an interesting machlokes over here between Rabbi Nachmanel and Rashi. Rashi is non-committal. He says God's Ramachos so sure there was some sort of gezeira. Rabbi Nachmanel brings the Yerushalmi that says that during a siege, the Yerushalmi is non-committal about what siege. It just says Avbi may Malchus or Ashur, and we know that the siege is the Roman siege, some sort of Roman siege. And Chazerim were let up instead of sheep, and as a result of that disaster, the Korban Tomid became bottled and the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. Now there's a Gemara in Bavli, not in Yerushalmi, and Haloi Dovahu, Rabbeinu Chananel does not quote the Bavli, he only quotes the Yerushalmi. And there's a very similar Maisa brought in the Gemara in Bava Kamma, that pay based on the base. Says the Gemara. Now we know the history of this Gemara because the Gemara spells it out very, very clearly. Says the Gemara, there's a gzeira, a takon el chazal, a magadin chazerim b'chol mokam. One is not allowed to rear pigs under any circumstance, anywhere. Why not? Tana abono, kishitzaru beit chashmonoi zal zeh. When there was a civil war between the chashmonoi, hulkanes mibifnim. Actually, the gifts in the Gemara Menachos is the opposite way round. Aristobulus bifnim. Stavros was in the inside, the Hulkanus the Bachutz, and Hulkanus was on the outside. So these two great grandchildren of Matisyo Chashmonoi had stooped to the ultimate degradation of civil war, where there were many, many korbanos, many, many people died in the civil war of Yerushalayim. They were vying for the Kuna Gedoyla. Ubachol Yom Hoy Mishal Shalem Bekupa Dimin. And every day they would let down boxes with money inside. Bayu malin lehem tmidim. They would let up. They would bring up tmidim. Hoyoshom zoken echod. There was a zoken old person. Shoyom makir b'chokmas yevonis. This fellow obviously was a stuki. He was a misyavin. He was a boki in chokmas yevonis. Omar lehem. So he told the besiegers, "Kol man she'oskim ba'avoda einim sam b'yedchem. As long as they're doing the avoda, the korban tomid, you can't get them. Lamacha, next day shulshlu dimrin b'kupa. They let the money down. The helu lahem chazir. They let up chazir. One chazir. Yerushalmi says two chazirim. Kivin shegiel lachatzi choyma noit zepona b'choyma. Again." The Bavli here, Gemara Merubah, says that the animal stuck its claws into the walls of the Beit HaMikdash, and Yerushalayim shook Arba Meir's parasol, 400 parasol, al Arba Meir's parasol. But Isa Shomru, at that time they said, Arur Ho'ish Yegadol Chazerim, cursed is the person who rears Chazerim, Va'arur Ho'odam Shielamides Benoi Chokmas Yevonis, cursed is the person who will teach his son Chokmas Yevonis. So this is a story brought in the Bavli. And actually, just to get the historical perspective again, going back to the triumvirate, Pompey he intervened in this siege, and he installed Hyrcanus as the Kohen Gadol and sent Aristobulus off to Rome. Aristobulus escaped from Rome, came back with an army, tried to defeat the Romans, himself was defeated and was killed. But says the Ramban in Parshas Vayechi, this was the beginning of the Churban, this was the beginning of the end, because this was the first time that the Romans had actually succeeded in making an incursion into Eretz Yisrael. As I mentioned before, they were the emergent power in the Mediterranean. Now Pompey had gone east into Eretz Yisrael, and says the Ramban in Parshas Vayechi, this was the Churban, beginning of the Churban, and it was brought about, says the Ramban, by Beit Chashmonoi, because the Torah says, "Lo yosu shevet Yehuda mechokim mibein raglav," that the power of majesty is Yehuda's, not shevet Levi, not the Kohanim, and therefore the Chashmonoim were out of order, and they actually switched on a self-destruct button when they chose Melucha. As we look the Ramban in Parshas Vayechi, so this story is very powerful in terms of the lead up to the Churban Beit HaMikdash. The question is, are these two stories the same, with slight nuances, or more than slight nuances, with differences, and it's the machlokes between Babylon and Yerushalmi what that actually happened, or are they two different mountains? And if they are two different mountains, what's the relationship between the two mountains? Now, the Mephoshim do refer to the two Ma'asim, but nobody actually gives the historicity and the historical background of the two Ma'asim. So possibly Mokum Hinichu Lanu is gathered by to somehow get this picture clear. Tosfos in Meruba says the following: as a result of the Gezeira as a result of this story of the siege, so the Gemara says there was a gzeira of Shelo Yelamed Bnei Chachmas Yevonis, certain isn't allowed to teach his son Chachmas Yevonis, and Ora Ish Yegadah Chazein. So Tosfos asks, Kis is the one who will rear pigs. So Tosfos asks, wait a second, how can you say Ora Ish Yegadah Chazein? However, Pumus Shel Titus, when the armies of Titus came, Godru, they were made the gzera of Shilei Gadol Chazerim. Kedamrinam bepeh basur de soita. The Titus hoi b'shat ha-churban. So Titus was at the time of the churban. Kedamrinam b'ani zokim. So Titus Arosha was a long time after this story. As we mentioned, this story took place at the time of the triumvirate, when you had Julius Caesar in the west and Crassus in the north and Pompey in the east, and they were involved in spreading the Roman Empire, whereas the Churban Beit HaMikdash took place a long time after the emergence of the empire with emperors, and Nero started off the siege of Jerusalem, and it was completed by Titus Arosha. So there's a long gap between the Gzeri Shalei Yigadah Chazerim and the Shalei Lamed Blei Chachmas Yevonis, as mentioned in the Gemara in Bava Kamma, and the Takona, as mentioned in the Gemara in Soita, as they correct Tosfos. So Tosfos says, Yeshlema demikol gozru v'lo kiblu minayim. They made the gzeira initially, and they were not makabel the gzeira. And it was only later on that they accepted the gzeira at the time of the Churban Beit HaMikdash. Inami, says Tosfos, I have a boy lemekim ba'oru lo yahoya mikri avarium. So Tosfos initially it says in the Gemara Arur Megal Chazim, there's a klala on somebody who teaches his son Chachmas Yevonis and is Megal Chazim, there's a curse. However, later on at the time of Titus Arosha, that Gezeira, that klala, that curse was amended to become an actual Gezeira, an actual decree, in which case somebody is over on a Gezeirat Chazal is called an Avarion, which upgrades the status of his Avera. So the the Gzeira at the time of Titus Arosha, Pumas Shel Titus, was an upgraded Gzeira of Takonos Chazal rather than merely a curse. To Tosfos, Venira de la Yagadol de Masnisin, he hoits a Gzeira de Pumas Shel Titus. Says Tosfos that the two Gzeiras of Lo Yagadol and Lo Yaramin Chachmas Yivonis, so not rearing pigs, and not teaching your child Chachmas Yivonis, Greek culture, the Greek Chochmah, they came together. Now, Haloi Dovahu. Titus HaRasha, who destroyed the Beit HaMikdash, Lechaira had nothing to do with Chochmas Yivonis, Greek culture. It was this Zokin Echod, who was obviously a Misyavein, a Tztuki, who caused the rot of this terrible incident that happened when there was a civil war between Aristobulus and Hokras, and because of this Rosha, they saw the evil of Chochmas Yevonis. Titus HaRosha Man Bekashmei, where does Titus HaRosha for Pumus Shel Titus, why were they going there on Chochmas Yevonis? So possibly, actually, because there are so many nuances and differences between the two masim, and the Gemara says over here, B'mei Malchus HaRosha, the Gemara, the Yerushalmi says, B'mei Malchus HaRosha, that the incident of the Chazerim, as quoted by Rabbeinu Hanana, was B'mei Malchus HaRosha, in the Roman Golus, and the incident that happened over here in the Gemara in Bava Kamma was only when the Malchus HaRosha was emerging. They were on the ascendancy, but it wasn't quite, they weren't as yet an empire. Possibly, these are two separate masters. Let's just stop for a second. If they are two separate masters, let's stop for a second and explain the events over here. There was a civil war, Mechemes Achim. In the world of political intrigue, there's a civil war. What's up to Tomek mentioned? What's it got to do with your man in the street? The man in the street would say, Anam bididan, vina bididu, we're your man in the street, getting on with our lives. And these political people have lost the plot. They're Valley Gyver, and each one is vying for the power. And again, what's up to Tomek mentioned? Along came our Hilige Chazal and tell us, you know what? By Sheni Vamenechrav, Sinas Chinom, Nisgalavunom, Loin Nisgalakitsom. Says the Gemara, Loin Nisgalavunom, Loin Nisgalakitsom, Loin Nisgalavunom, Loin Nisgalakitsom. That they were unaware that deep inside the Yidden's hearts and in their hearts, and unfortunately, Liza, we're in the same boat. The Avera was a hidden Avera, and each one thought that they are innocent. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala that at the time of the Churban Beit HaMikdash there was an almost identical matter with the Romans allowing the Korban Tomei to be brought and they lowering down these baskets, because we know historically Josephus writes that the initial agenda of the Romans was not to destroy the Beit HaMikdash. Things just got out of hand, and what happened was they decided genug. The Romans said, right, we're going to send up Chazerim. Oh, we all knew about the matter that happened many, many years ago, but we thought they hadn't had anything to do with us. This was Aristobulus, these were the Hokanus, with the political intrigues, with the involvement with the Romans, or Nisht involvement with the Romans, and it's all nothing to do with me. B'shas l'churban, Bishas the churban HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaBavidin Dosidok Sinat Chinom Sinat Chinom. The Gzeri Shalom between the two Masim and Chochmas Yivonis, that there was that the guard is down when Kaisel are not committed to Torah and committed to other things. So Bishas the churban, when it was Butl HaTomid, that the Tomid stopped through this terrible episode at Roman times, that was Megala. What was happening with the Storbillus and Hukinus then, so many years previously, was symptomatic of what was happening within the man in the street as well. That it was one and the same thing. And that's what Tosfos means when Tosfos says that the Takona was the Pumus Shel Titus. The Takona that stuck, that they were makabel and they accepted, whether the original takana was an orur or whether the original takana was a takana that they did not accept. The reason why they didn't accept the original takana is because they said, "Vosal tzotomitun, and even to me we're completely innocent." This is all to do with politics and Rome, and it's nothing to do with the man in the street. But the Shastra Churban, Klal Yisrael realized that this was it. That there was the jury was out on us, and that the fact that the episode happened later on at the time of the Churban Beit Hamikdash was symptomatic of what had gone wrong. Maybe it says, "I'll help him that bishus that we are shavu tshuva shleima," and the sinas chinam that's unfortunately still there, that's stopping the Binyan Beit Hamikdash, will be eradicated. We should be zeicher. So the Binyan Beit HaMikdash, Bimhei V'Yomeinu, Amen.